Then let's go to Romans 6:15. So since God's grace has set us free from the law, does this mean we can go on sinning? And the scripture clearly says, of course not. You cannot go on sinning. And a lot of people think, well, if the law is still here and we're under God's grace, then I can just accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Then I can go out and do anything I want to do. But what does the scripture right there in Romans clearly say that you're supposed to do about sin? No sin. Is that what it says? Okay, let's turn to 16 and 17. Don't you realize that whatever you choose to obey becomes your master? You can choose sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God and receive His approval. And you have total freedom that whatever you choose to obey becomes your master. So if you're totally free, can I choose to smoke cigarettes? Yeah, it may take me home earlier. I may have lung cancer, you know, because I defile my temple. But can I drink alcohol? Sure. Now then, one thing the scripture says, do not be drunk with alcohol. If you drink a beer or drink a wine or something at dinner, the last time we were in Germany, that evening we were having the final meal. We were getting ready to leave the next day, and they had wine on the table. Well, I thought it was wine, so I took it and took a sip, and I said, wow, I don't like that. I just set it back on the table. And he asked me in a little while, the head of the ministry said, Thurman, do you not drink wine? I says, no, I don't drink it. And he said, well, why do you drink it? Do you feel it's wrong? I said, oh, no, it ain't wrong. I can have a glass of wine with you if I wanted to. But I said, you know, I just don't like it. I said, it's just like coffee. I said, I like hot tea, and I can drink a cup of hot tea. But when you bring me a cup of hot coffee, I don't like it. So I don't drink coffee. Now, am I free to drink coffee? Sure, I can drink coffee if I want to, but I don't like it. And so since I don't like it, why should I force myself to do something I don't like? I mean, yeah, I have freedom to drink coffee. I have freedom to drink wine. I have freedom to drink a bottle of beer if I want to, but I don't want to. It says, don't you realize that whatever you choose to obey becomes your master? You can choose sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God and receive His approval. Right there shows you why so many Christians are sick. Do you know Christians that have chose the wrong path? I know lots of them. You know, and you run into a Christian and, you know, you're out somewhere with them and they're using the Lord's name in vain. You know, they're speaking curse words. Of course, when you go out of town, when I used to be an engineer and out in the business world, I'd go to town with a bunch of these guys and they'd say, oh, Thurman, there's some really nice prostitutes here. Let's go downtown to the Marriott Hotel and pick up one this afternoon. I said, I don't do that. I said, I thought you were a Christian. Well, I am, but, you know, God, He'll forgive me. You know, I'm kind of learned to say to some of those guys, I'll tell you what, brother, I'm going to get this as far as I can from you because lightning may strike right here any minute. And if it does, I don't want to be close to the lightning. Did God just tell us that sexual immorality is wrong? And you break the law when you do that. So if you're really a Christian led by the Spirit, then you're not going to do those kind of things. You're not going to choose the wrong things. He said, you can choose sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God and receive His approval. I don't know about you, but I want God's approval. I want the King to approve everything I do so that when one of you come up here or I pray for somebody, the King says, there's my son. He's walking in obedience to my word, and I will heal that person because he's in obedience to my word. And I love that. And I got a great testimony a while ago when I was there studying. There was a lady, and she said, Thurman, not only did I get healed when you prayed for me years ago, but after my family saw me get healed, my sister, which had cancer, she believed that God would heal her too. She repented, and we all prayed for her, and she got healed, and now she has a 3-year-old child that could never have happened with the cancer where she had it. But she said, all that happened because of your teaching. And I had to cry a little bit. You know, I had to cry a little. Doesn't that make us want to cry? I mean, praise God. You know, I don't care who gets to pray the prayer of faith for the people. I just want to see people come in here and say, you know, I was supposed to have died 5 years ago, and the doctor said I had cervical cancer. There's no way I could ever have another child. I found out I had disobedience and unforgiveness, and I repented of that sin. You prayed for me. You cast out that spirit. You broke the curse over me. I went back to the doctor 3 months later, and there's not a sign of cancer in my body. And a year later, I got pregnant, and 9 months after that, I had a beautiful baby girl or boy, and look at this little child. I've seen that so many times in my life. I mean, I had a woman the other day. I walked into the radio station in Dallas. We're on 1630 again. I walked into the radio station. There was a woman in there, and her husband had had one son, but the doctors told them she'd had two or three surgeries to have this one. And the doctor told her, you'll never have another one, so don't try. It's impossible. But in the process of all that, she met me. And I told her, I said, you know, there's nothing impossible when we walk in faith with God. I said, He can change your body. And, of course, I taught them these principles. I prayed for them. And I told them, I said, now you two go home tonight and do what you're supposed to do to get pregnant. And that night, that woman conceived that baby. That night, she conceived that little child. And 9 months later, she had a beautiful 10-pound baby boy. I walked into the studio down there, and she says, Thurman Scribner. And I thought, what? Who is this? And she come running out of the place. Before I had time to even see who she was, she tackled me like a football player, kissed me on the cheek, and said, Thurman, my husband and I, we just love you. Said, you got to come in here and see our sons. Come here and see the one you prayed for. Because I'd only seen him since when he was a baby. And I go in there, and here's this big old boy, almost as big as me. He's about that tall. And she said, he is a direct answer to your prayer that night. Does that make life worth living? Yeah. You know, I mean, that makes life worth living. So I want to be in obedience to God's word. So when I pray, he does that every time, don't you? It says, thank God, once you were slaves of sin, but now you have obeyed with all your heart the new teachings God has given you. That is my prayer for each one of you, that you have received this new teaching, that by the time we get through here today, if you go out somewhere and somebody says, do you know you have a covenant with God? You say, absolutely, I know I have a covenant with God, and I'm not under the curse. I am under grace, and I'm walking in obedience to His word, and the law has no hold on me. See, if you really know that, that's where God answers your prayer. If you believe you're under the curse, if you believe that you're under the law, forget it. He is not going to answer your prayer. You've got to know that you're living under faith. And faith is the victory. Now then, let's go to Galatians 3, 10 and 11. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under His curse. Now that's pretty clear, isn't it? For the scripture says, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all these commands that are written in God's book of the law. Now then, I would be willing to venture. I'm not a betting man at all, but I bet you I would be willing to put a wager out here of $100 that there is not one single person in this room could even tell me for sure how many commandments there are with the law. And somebody would say, well, there's 10. No, that's just the beginning. I probably don't even know them all. There may be a few people in here that does, but if they are, I can tell you for sure they're probably a Jewish person and they've studied the law intently. And that's the only way they know. But I have not studied it like that. It says, consequently, it is clear that no one can ever be right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Now then, through faith in what? In Jesus Christ. You have to have faith that Jesus came to this earth and did what He said. You know, and I ask people all the time, are you a Christian? Well, I hope so. You ever heard that? Well, if you died today, do you think you're going to heaven? Oh, I hope so. You don't know? Guess what? More than likely, you ain't going to make it. You know, if you don't know so, I suggest you go home this afternoon, you get in the Word, and you find some of these scriptures, and you memorize some of them, and you stand on those promises. Because if you died today, how many of you would like to open your eyes in hell? I believe I can pass on that, don't you? I don't want to open my eyes in a lake of fire. I was just reading Luke 16 today about Lazarus and the rich man. And Lazarus died, and he was in paradise. But it says the rich man died, and he opened his eyes in hell. He said, Lord, let Abraham send Lazarus back out there and put his finger in that cool water and come over here and put it on my tongue. I am in agony in this flame. Can you even imagine that? No, I really can't even imagine that. I know some of you may have seen this guy, Dave Reavers. You know, Dave Reavers was a young man in his 20s, and he was over in Vietnam, and he was getting ready to throw a phosphorus hand grenade, and he got shot in the hand. And he dropped that phosphorus hand grenade, and that phosphorus hand grenade went off right beside him, killed about 6 or 8 men that was with him, and literally burned holes through his flesh. I mean, you could see through his body. Burned his face off. I mean, when they come to pick him up, they thought he was dead. They threw him up on a gurney and picked up to walk off with him, and he burned through the gurney and hit the ground. And when he hit the ground and bopped a couple of times, he said, oh, and they said, oh my gosh, he's not dead. And so he wasn't dead, and he had many, many, many surgeries. And today, Dave Reavers has brought, I have no idea how many tens of thousands of young people in school. He goes to schools and teaches the gospel, and these kids see him, and the way he looks awful. But God is using him mightily, you know. But I can say, thank you, Jesus, that you didn't do that to me. Now, he could have. But, you know, God's ways are not mine and your ways, are they? No. Are we glad that we're healthy and well? Oh, my goodness, are we ever. In fact, Dave Reavers, when he knew the promises of God, because he was a strong Christian, he went back to that church. And when he walked down the aisle of that church, he said, okay, God, you said in your word I could ask anything in the name of Jesus, you will do it. He said, now, Lord, I am demanding that you fix my body and my face where there's no scars on my body. He said, Lord, if you don't do it, I'm going to get you. He said, I heard God laugh. Are we stupid? He said, son, I have a plan for you, and it doesn't include you being healed. Isn't that amazing? I have a plan for you. So if you're not burned like that, you can praise him and thank him. I mean, the other night, Cheryl and I was watching a movie, and there was two girls, a little white girl and a little black girl on there, and the little black girl once in a while would fuss about her makeup or something not being just exactly right. She was a very beautiful, attractive woman, a young girl, probably in her 20s, the late 20s, I'd say, or maybe 30s. But they brought a guy in to question, and he was behind the screen, and when they looked at him, he was burned something terrible. I mean, his ears were burnt completely off his head. I mean, he was awful. And that little black girl looked at that, and she looked at the little white girl and said, if I ever complain about what I look like again, you have the right to knock me out.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Faith is Trust in God's Promises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.